Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you could join me today, wherever you are listening from, whether you're at home, on your way to work, or just starting your day. I want you to know that this moment is for you. It's your daily boost of encouragement, faith, and strength. And today, our topic is Courage to Face Giants. Our Bible reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." In her 2005 commencement address at Stanford University, Sheryl Sandberg, then a vice president at Google, shared a story about fear and facing the unknown. She spoke about how, early in her career, she almost turned down opportunities that felt too big for her. But choosing courage instead of fear opened doors that eventually shaped her journey to becoming COO of Facebook and one of the most influential women in tech. That story reminds us, the biggest battles in life are often the ones we're most afraid to step into. And like Sheryl, like David in the Bible, and like countless others, you and I are often called to face giants. What giants are you facing today? Is it the giant of financial pressure, the giant of fear, or maybe the giant of self-doubt? Giants are those things that look bigger, stronger, and scarier than we feel we are. But here's the truth. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. That means you already have what it takes to face your giants. Think about David, a young shepherd boy with nothing but a sling and 5 smooth stones. He wasn't the biggest. He wasn't trained like the soldiers. But what he had was faith and courage. He said, "The battle is the Lord's." 1 Samuel 17, verse 47. So let me ask you, are you trusting in your own strength today, or are you facing your battles in the name of the Lord? Remember, the strength of your God is greater than the size of your giant. Sometimes we look at our giants and think, "This is too much for me." But God looks at your giant and says, "This is nothing compared to my power." That's why Psalm 27 verse 1 declares, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Friend, don't run from your giant. Face it, because courage is not the absence of fear. It's moving forward in spite of fear, knowing that God is with you. I want you to take a moment and reflect. What's the giant standing in front of me right now? Am I trying to fight it alone, or am I fighting in God's strength? Today, identify one giant in your life. Write it down, then pray over it, declaring that the battle is the Lord's. Step forward in faith to take at least one small action today that shows courage. Now, let's make a declaration together. Say this with me. Today, I choose courage over fear. I face my giants in the name of the Lord. I am strong, I am bold, and I am victorious. Nothing can stand against me, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Today, I win with God on my side. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for reminding us that we don't face life's battles alone. I pray for every listener. Lord, give them courage to face their giants, faith to trust in you, and victory in every situation. Bless their going out and coming in today. Let testimonies of your power fill their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Winning Everyday podcast. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs courage today. And remember, with God on your side, you're never too small to face a giant. Stay courageous, stay winning every day. ¶¶
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.